Hi, this is a dictation for Tasha Graham. T like a Tom, A S H A G R A H A M. Tasha Graham, date of birth is 5/11/1980. Date of accident is 5/9/2023. Date of service is 11/10/2023. This is a procedure day for her. The procedure being done is right sided medial branch block diagnostic, L3 and 4. L5 and S1, and right-sided sacroiliac joint injection with arthrogram with fluoroscopy. The procedures are done according to the template, and I'm sure you have the template. Please let me know if you don't for the medial branch block. If you don't have the template, I'll send an email and dictate it. So there should be a template for medial branch block for L3-4 on the right side, medial branch block for the right L5-S1. Just send me an email. I will otherwise send you a template to copy and type. Regarding the sacroiliac joint, it was done just according to the protocol, right-sided sacroiliac joint injection with steroid under fluoroscopy with the arthrogram. And medical indications are as follows. The patient is having a severe pain on the right side in the area of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. She had a posterior fixation with transparticular screw placement prior to this accident, and she has been having severe pain in this area. She also had a right sacroiliac joint injection, which has been operated with the three trans sacroiliac joint fixation devices. The reason for doing the medial branch block is to diagnose and identify need for radiofrequency ablation at a later date. The patient is interested in getting radiofrequency ablation. The facet irregularities are noticed in the MRI in L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. The procedure for medial branch block on L4, L5 could not be done as there was a screw placement in the pedicle, obstructing the view for the injection process for medial branch block for L4-5 in the area, despite the best efforts. Thank you. The patient, Tasha Graham, is also being referred to Dr. Redden for identifying the need for redo surgery at L3-4, L4-5, and or spinal cord stimulation device, and possibility of radiofrequency ablation. All the MRIs, the X-ray reports are being sent along with this information. Thank you. Patient was provided 1 cc of flumazenil at the end to wake her up. Thank you.